At this time, I'm going to invite our children down for a children's message, and also for Polly, who will be helping to assist.
Can you all see me? Because I have a question for you. Okay, this is a first aid kit. What do you think we do with a first aid kit? Who knows what we do with a first aid kit? Anyone?
We use it in case anybody gets hurt.
Very good. Because we carry it with us. Miss Alicia, do you have a first aid kit? They have lots of first aid kits in the children's department, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think is in a first aid kit?
Band-aids,
that's right. What else is in there?
Doctor stuff.
I like that.
That's true.
Telescopes.
What? Telescope. Ooh, okay. Yeah. A stethoscope, maybe? All right. What else is in there?
Medical things. When I played soccer, I looked in a first aid kit, and they had an inhaler.
Okay. First aid kits are advanced for some sports, I'm sure. So, Reverend Green, can you help me open this up? Let's take a look inside and see if they were right about that. There, I got it. All right. First aid kit. You guys are right. Look, Band-Aids. How many of you have had your mom or someone else put a Band-Aid on you? Everybody, right? Because we all have accidents, right?
Yeah.
And we all get hurt.
Why do you guys keep my
head on? Yeah, I know. Learning how to ride a bike is tough, too. This is an ice pack. We've got some gauze. We've got some medicine. And we have some doctor stuff, too. Some gloves to take care of some hurts, right, Reverend Green?
That's right.
Okay, we have accidents almost every day, right? A scratch, I know I have a bug bite. We all could point to that.
Yes, and I'm going to tell a story today about a Good Samaritan. And the Good Samaritan had a first aid kit. The story goes like this. A man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. And along the way, some people, they did something bad to him. They beat him up and they just left him by the side of the road. There were two people who came by. They saw him, but they didn't really stop to help at all. And the man was probably wondering, will anybody help me? I'm hurting. And a Samaritan came by, and when the Samaritan saw him, he was moved with compassion and empathy. And he stopped, and he had a first aid kit, but not like this. He had oil and wine that he used as a disinfectant and also as a medicine that could help cool the wound. And he bandaged him up and he fixed him up. But he even did more than that. He took him to an inn so the man would have a place to stay. And he paid for that. And he told the innkeeper that when he came back, he would repay him whatever more he spent to help take care of the man who was hurt. Now, I did some coloring last night, and as I was doing the coloring last night, I was thinking of y'all. Isn't it nice to color and think about the story? And we can learn even more about the story when we see a little picture. So here's the Good Samaritan, and that's his animal that he took him to the inn on, and that's some of the bandages that he used. And so Jesus said, you know what? That's what a neighbor is. That's what a neighbor does. Neighbors help one another. We're called to help one another and to show mercy. That's another word for helping people. And we can do that wherever we are, in our families. We can do that at school, in our neighborhood. But Jesus said that we are to love our neighbor. And one of the ways that we love our neighbors is that we care for them when they're hurting. So, Polly wants to share something with you now.
Sure. So, to remind you that we're to help people. And as Jesus said, when we help other people, we're a good neighbor. So we put together a little first aid kit. It's not as big as mine. It doesn't have all the doctor stuff in it. But it has two different size Band-Aids in there. We just want to remind you that we are called to help other people. And maybe these Band-Aids, you can keep them in your room if your mom's like, oh, I need a Band-Aid. And you can say, and you can use one on your scratch. And the other thing Reverend Green has for you is we made a picture for you to color to remind you of the story. So when you're coloring that, that you can think about the story and then have your little first aid kit with you with the bandages in there.
Yes, and so everyone will get one of these. And when you're coloring, I want you to think about a few things. I want you to think about, does your family have a first aid kit? Because you need one in your home. And the second thing I want you to think about is, who could you be a good Samaritan to? And so think about those two things as you color. And I really enjoyed coloring last night. And I hope that you'll enjoy coloring and learning this story. Let us have a word of prayer. Gracious God, we thank you that, first of all, you care for us. And that's why we care for others, because you have brought comfort to us. We know how good it is to be taken care of when we hurt. So remind us of that, and we can help others. Thank you, dear Lord, for these children. Bless them and their families. Watch over them in safety. And may we all learn to be the church together of mercy, of helping the hurting. In Jesus' name, we